Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Mad Dog Englishman, the late, great Joe Cocker, bringing this back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Still just you and me. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I'm going to take another segment, and I want to continue to talk about selling. I've been selling for a long time, much longer than most of you have been alive. And I go all the way back to when I was a little kid, selling vegetables door to door, and things like that, and stuff from the farm, and then on commission, working my way through college on commission. I've never really stopped selling. I've learned an awful lot. I was trained by some of the best: Sears Roebuck, Xerox, the United States Army. Yes, the United States Army teaches you how to sell, mostly through teaching how to train people, how to speak in front of groups. The Army does a lot of that. So by the time I was 30 years old, I had those three organizations full up in me, and it was a great background. And so I learned on my own by failing. And in the previous segment, I talked about mastering the discipline to just shut up, to let the customer talk, mind the goal from their head. You already know what's in your head, but you don't know what's in their head, and you can't know what to do next, and you're not going to make a sale. The days of walking into a business and telling them what you know and walking out with a sale, that's not even 20th century stuff. That's like mid-20th century. That's decades ago you could do stuff like that. None of that happens today. That doesn't happen like that today. So if you're a professional salesperson, I'm talking about B2B, where you actually go out in the field and call on people. That still happens. I still do it. Many of you still do it. In that kind of a situation, that's what I call professional selling. And not to take anything away from retail at all, because I was retail a long time, early on. But when you have to go out and do business with business, that's another level of selling, because those are long selling cycles. To me, the true professionals are the ones that have the selling cycles. They've got to approach the prospect, qualify them into being a prospect, and then do the proposal, the demo, the whole process. It could take days, it could take weeks, it could take months, it could take years. The selling cycle. But in that whole time, you have to learn how to let the other person talk. And there's another thing that I want to talk about that I think may be a lost art these days. And that's the closing process. You know, closing, if you talk to people who know what they're doing, they'll tell you a lot. If you ask the average person, when does a salesperson close? They would say, well, when they want you to sign the contract, when they close for the business, right? They're closing at the end. Everybody puts up their guard at the end because now they're closing me. Well, if you've been selling professionally, if you've done it the right way, if you're a true closer, you've been closing since the beginning. You closed for an appointment. I'd like to come and see you next Tuesday. I want to come by and I've got a couple of things I want to talk to you about, and I want to learn about your business. Would 2 o'clock be okay? Well, you closed for the appointment right then. When you get there, if you're smart, if you know what you're doing, all along the interview process, as they're talking, you're asking them questions. You're asking them to verify certain things to make sure that you understand. Every time you do that and you get them to say, yes, that's correct, you just made a close. That's a close. They're called trial closes. They're called interim closes. These are things where you're establishing, you're getting things on the record. And the more you get things on the record, and then they agree with you on, and you both agree on certain things, if they circle back around later and try to tell you something different to get to, you know, to try to put off buying from you, that they try to throw it up as another objection. If you've closed them properly, if you've done the proper interim close, then you get to say, now wait, Mr. Jones, you know, 30 minutes ago you said that wasn't a problem anymore. Oh yeah, I forgot about that. You're right. So the customers will do that. They'll try to stall a little bit, and they'll use things that they. But if you didn't close them, if you didn't do an interim close on that, if you didn't get that on the record, well, they can use it to their advantage. And so, and you won't make any progress. So you've got to learn how to close. And the best way to, when you're closing, you have to learn how to be quiet. You have to learn how to, if you make a closing statement, whether it be an interim close or a trial close or the final close, you have to shut up. You have to make your statement and shut up. Because the next person who speaks after a closing statement, we used to say loses, and that's not a good term to use necessarily, but it means that if the customer makes the statement after you close, they talk first, then your close was successful. If you make the statement, then you've let them off the hook. So close, you're always closing, but believe it or not, one of the most important things to being a good closer is after you make the closing statement to shut up. And I have sat there for 30 seconds, not opening my mouth, and the customer finally would say something, and then we could move on. And then we'd have a happy life together, doing business forever, because I was a good closer. Good closing is professional selling. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.